Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Pelicans Primer with Mark Menard, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, so what's the latest and greatest, man? I'm kind of running out of ways to talk about this or lead you into this. Well, I know you've got plenty of information, though.
Yeah, so look, there's nothing new about when the league might start up again, and that's probably going to be a little more down the road of a decision for them to make. Now, Mark Cuban did come on a Dallas radio station yesterday, and he said he's hopeful that maybe they could get some games up by mid-May. And you know, that would be – because right now, look, the practice facilities, the training facilities are all completely shut down, completely shut down. Nobody's allowed inside. Because they really want to, you know, give any team that might have been dealing with this time to deep clean and disinfect and for this thing to just die out wherever it might be living on any surfaces. So all those places are shut down. So before any games can happen, those places all have to reopen. The teams have to reconvene. They have to be allowed to be in a group of, you know, more than 10 people, which, you know, you got 13 guys on the roster and a coaching staff. That's right now, that's kind of a taboo thing to do right now. So they're going to have to be allowed to reconvene. And then they have to start practicing again, and they have to kind of, you know, get themselves back into shape, because right now what these guys are having to do is stay in shape at home. They're prohibited from going into any public gyms. They're prohibited from going into their team facilities. So they're having to utilize whatever space they got in their house and try to stay in shape that way. So, look, it's going to take a little bit of time to get these guys back into game readiness. And then after that, then you can start talking about, okay, well, now we can get on the court and have a game, whether it's in front of an empty arena or what have you. So right now, Mark Cuban's most optimistic, you know, hopeful, you know, prediction would be mid-May. But you know, obviously things can change, and it might get pushed back further from that. The last we heard any sources from the league tell any reporters, that was back when Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the league's kind of looking at a Labor Day weekend NBA Finals, and that would mean that they get back to playing sometime in June. So all of that is still, you know, that's still right where we left it, and there hasn't been any movement on that whatsoever. What did come out today is that with the NBA being shut down for the moment and them not knowing how many of these games they're actually going to get in and how many they're going to have to cancel, the NBA announced that they're reducing base salaries of 100 of their top executives by 20%, you know, worldwide. So they didn't specify who's getting a little bit of a salary cut, but they did say that they're not impacting any of the lower compensated people on staff, any of the support staff or anything like that, and they're also not laying off or firing people. So they're doing this in an effort to where, you know, the guys at the top take a little bit of a pay cut, and basically do that. They sacrifice that so that the guys on the bottom of the pyramid can make sure that they continue to make their salaries and be able to pay the bills and put food on the table for their families. So a very altruistic move by the NBA today in terms of that. The other news I got for you is that Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors did, I believe, an Instagram interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and 50,000 people tuned in to see Steph Curry talk to Dr. Fauci. So, you know, he's doing his part to get information out there to the masses, good information out there to the masses, and make sure they don't succumb to any of the panic stuff you might see on Facebook and the false claims and all that stuff. He's trying to get some serious information out to his fan base and in the NBA fan base, and, you know, maybe a younger generation who isn't as tuned into the news and isn't as tuned into things as maybe an older generation is. He's doing his part. So 50,000 people tuned in for that, And I think that's a good thing.
Certainly is. Mark, right now, that's an optimistic appraisal from Mark Cuban in terms of maybe by May. And is there a thought that they might just jump right into the finals, or are they going to continue the regular season?
That they don't know yet. Look, I think they'd like to get some regular season games on the table. And if for nothing else, then to have these guys, you know, get some warm-up games under their belt before they jump into the playoffs. And I think there's going to be definitely some type of playoffs. They're not going to jump right to the finals. It would be certainly, even if it's an abbreviated playoff, it'll be some type of playoff before that. But I think they want to get some regular season games in, because all these teams, all these fan bases got abruptly, you know, cut off at the knees, so to speak, in terms of their seasons. And I think they'd like to give everybody in the NBA family a chance to get back on the court and get all the fan bases some type of reason to tune in, at least for a little bit, before they jump into the playoffs and you know, cut the field down to less than half of the teams playing and all that stuff. So I think that they definitely want to get some regular season games in. We heard from David Griffin over the weekend that, you know, the NBA definitely wants to have some type of season. That they haven't leaned at all towards canceling anything at this point.
Positive news. Something to look forward to. And I think that's what we're all trying to do here, Mark, is, you know, we're trying to find, because, look, it depends on who you want to listen to about, you know, is it safe or Easter deadline, all that stuff. We're just, at this point, just trying to find something to look forward to, some form of, and look, sports is a form of normalcy for a lot of us. And if we see that light at the end of the tunnel, I think it allows people to say, okay, I'm going to continue to stay the course and do what I'm asked to do about social distancing.
Well, and we've talked about this before. Normally in times of crisis, we turn to sports as a unifier in this country, and it kind of brings people together. And we can't do that right now because it's not safe for these teams to get on the court and be in that close contact with each other. It's not safe for fans to be in the arena in that close contact for each other. So it's a very different time for us here in the United States, where normally sports would be a unifier, and now it's not available. So we have to find other ways to kind of, you know, come together. And look, sports is going to be back at some point, and, you know, we'll see it again. But for right now, it's got to take a rest just like everybody else.
That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer with Mark Menard, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.